Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And today our article is our Picture Dictionary.
I've heard people saying Pictionary
before.
Yeah.
Right, we play that game too.
Yeah, okay. So, what are we going to talk about?
It's about going to an opera house. Have you ever been to an opera?
Not really.
Really? But Australia is really famous for...
你要说的是雪梨歌剧,、mm-hmm. 歌剧院 OK, Sydney Opera House. 可是因为我住的地方是 Brisbane, 我不是住雪梨, so I've never been, unfortunately.、Oh. I would want to go one day.
All right, I want to go too.、Mm-hmm. This sounds really fun. All right, so should we read our article to learn more about going to an opera?
Okay, let's take a look.
An evening at the opera house.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see at an opera house.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Curtain Section Usher Performer Chandelier Audience Stage Orchestra Aisle
Hi, Claire. Thanks for inviting me to the opera.
You're welcome.
Is this your first time going to the opera?
Yes. What a beautiful theater.
Why don't we find our seats before the curtains open?
Good idea. Thanks for helping me book my ticket.
Of course. Let me get the tickets out of my purse now.
What are our seat numbers?
We are in Section C, Row 23. Your seat is 5, mine 7 next to yours.
How will we find our seats in this huge theater?
We can ask an usher for help. Oh, look! There's one over there.
Word power!
Invite. Invite. Invite.Invited, invited. Mum says, I can invite 10 classmates to my birthday party. Mum says, I can invite 10 classmates to my birthday party. Theater. Theater. Let's go to the theater and watch a play this weekend. Let's go to the theater and watch a play this weekend. Purse. Purse. Kelly put her cell phone, keys, and some money in her purse. Kelly put her cell phone, keys, and some money in her purse. Row. Row. I don't like to sit in the front row when I watch movies. I don't like to sit in the front row when I watch movies.
Okay, so we're going to read a conversation between two people, and Alan starts the conversation first. Mm-hmm. He says, "Hi, Claire. Thanks for inviting me to the opera." Now, we kept talking about this word in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Opera is basically a type of drama or play set to music, so the singers can really sing along with it.
No!
Yeah, well, I'm not very good at that.
没有很厉害好不好? 我们来看一下一开始的 Alan 他说了什么。他说, "Hi Claire, 谢谢你邀请我来看歌剧哦。" 那我们其实一开始就一直提到歌剧院, 所以我们一定要来学一下其中的 opera 这个字哦, 就是歌剧的意思哦。 And we also saw the verb invite.
Right, so he was invited, or he, Claire invited him to see the opera. Now, invite is our word, prior word. It's spelled I-N-V-I-T-E, invite. Invite is a verb, and it means to make a polite and formal request to go somewhere or to do something. So, for example, I'm going to have a birthday party, so I'm going to invite Laura to my birthday party. Okay, or she can do the other thing, and she can invite me to summer. So Laura can invite me to have some tea. Let's use it in a sentence like this. Mom says I can invite 10 classmates to my birthday party. Mom says I can invite 10 classmates to my birthday party.
Does that include me too?
Of course.
Cool. Okay, 我们来看一下 invite 这个动词, 当然就是邀请的意思, 它的动词三态的变化为 invite, invited, 后面直接接 D-I-N-V-I-T-E-D, invited. Okay, 像是呢, 我们常常会说 invite somebody over to my house, 就是邀请某人到你的家来做客, 或者我们也可以说 invite somebody to go out to dinner, for example, 就是可能呢, 邀请某人去吃晚餐。 And actually, I'm planning to invite Tiffany for the weekend.
Wow, where are we going?
I don't know yet. Okay, so 周末要邀请别人的话, 我们就说 invite somebody for the weekend. 注意介系词哦。 好,那刚刚的例句提到就是说, 妈妈说我可以邀请10个同学来参加我的生日派对。
All right, so next, the article says, or with Claire, it says, mm-hmm. "You're welcome. Is this your first time going to the opera?"
Okay, 这时候Claire就很好奇了,她说,首先呢,因为一开始Alan是谢谢他嘛,所以他说 "You're welcome," 就是不客气。 然后接着他就问了,这是你第一次看歌剧吗? 这里我们看到go to the opera, okay, 就是去看歌剧,对不对? 那其实呢,我们常用go 什么什么,就是有 去看什么什么, 像是 go to the movies, 就是去看电影啦。
I love going to the movies.
Me too.
All right, so Alan says, "Yes, what a beautiful theater." So they meet at this place, and the first thing he sees is this beautiful theater.
Okay, 所以原来这真的是他第一次去这个歌剧,所以他就是很赞叹的说, "What a beautiful theater," 就是好漂亮的剧院哦。 这里呢,我们看到 "what a" 后面接形容词再接个名词, 就有感叹句的用法,就是哇,多么的什么什么。 但其实另外我们也可以用 how 后面接形容词, 再接名词, 然后再接动词。 想要知道这样感叹句的用法, 当然要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
Magic Box!
保护宇宙和平就靠我，我就是星际特工队队长彼得，你也可以叫我星爵。吼吼吼吼！哈，话说前阵子呢，才和我的伙伴们呢，靠着无限石头的力量，打败了想征服宇宙的坏人。哎呀，话说呢，这个石头力量可是非常非常的强大。第一次看到的时候呢，他把整个实验室都炸飞了。What a powerful gem！What a powerful gem！ 多么强大的石头啊！哎，听到这里呢，你可能觉得有点奇怪。哎，有多强大？你人在现场不是最知道吗？为什么还要用 what 开头来问问题呢？哎，其实呢，这里不是问句咯，而是呢叫做感叹句的用法咯。哎，所谓感叹句呢，就是呢我们在后面会加上惊叹号一样，心里感受非常的强烈，一般的句子难以表达你激烈的感受，这种时候我们就需要使用感叹句啦。 OK， 例如呢我们开头说的 What a powerful gem， 这就是一个感叹句咯。 OK， 它的用法呢就是 what 开头加上形容你的感觉的形容词，再加上呢让你感叹的这个人或者东西咯。 OK， 例如呢我们说 What a powerful gem， what 就是呢我们感叹句的开头，使用 what 来开头， powerful 就是形容词，形容很强大的， gem 就是我们的石头了。 What a powerful gem， 多强大的石头啊。我们再举一个例子咯，当我第一次看到葛摩拉的时候呢，哎呀，我可说是一见钟情哦，心里有非常澎湃激昂的感情。 What a beautiful girl， 多美丽的女孩啊。 What a beautiful girl。 OK， 我们一样呢是 what 加上形容词 beautiful， 很美丽的，再加上呢让你感叹的东西，也就是一个名词咯，这边呢是 girl。 OK， 注意到呢我们前面都是只有一个石头一个女孩，假如说呢有很多怎么办，或是呢这个东西不可数，哎，不可数该怎么办，记得呢我们就把 a 或是 an 拿掉就行啦。例如呢我说 What strong soldiers， 多么强力的士兵啊。 Oh what good wine， 多好喝的红酒啊。嘿，像这样就行哦。嗯，除了 what 之外呢，你还可以使用另外一个疑问词来作为感叹句使用，那就是 how are you 的这个 how。 OK， 像是我们刚刚的例句呢，我们也可以改写成 how beautiful the girl is， 多美丽的女孩呀。 how beautiful the girl is。 OK， 注意到呢，我们是先 how 加上形容词，再加上主词和动词。 OK， 注意到我们这边使用的是倒装 the girl is， 不是 is the girl 哦。那接下来呢就要来考考大家了。我们前面说呢 What a powerful gem， 我们要怎么改写成 how 开头的感叹句呢？给你三秒钟的时间，三二一，没有错，就是 How powerful the gem is， How powerful the gem is。 相信大家都已经学会了我们感叹句的用法了，以后呢就要知道 what 和 how 开头除了呢当作疑问句之外呢，它也很可能是在表达你心里澎湃的情绪而使用的感叹句咯。
What a great explanation! Alright, so the first thing we notice is this beautiful theater. Now, theater is also our word pair word. It's spelled T-H-E-A-T-E-R, theater. A theater is a noun, and it is a place where plays or dramas are given. Now, we have a very, very famous theater in England called the Globe Theater. Now, this is the famous place where Shakespeare performed most of his plays. Now, you don't have to go to the theater to watch an opera. Of course, we also can go to a movie theater to watch movies. All right, so how do we use it in a sentence? We can say, let's go to the theater and watch a play this weekend. Let's go to the theater and watch a play this weekend.
Really? I was thinking about going to the movies.
Okay, we can go to the movie theater instead.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, 我们来看一下 theater 这个字呢，就是剧院啦，或者呢，它也有戏院的意思哦。最常我们看到这个剧院的一些表演，就是 a theater performance. 然后刚刚有提到 the Globe Theater. 就是位于伦敦的环球剧场，非常有名哦，可以看莎士比亚剧。OK， 那当然呢，诶，如果我们提到在口语说到的 movie theater， 就是指电影院的意思啦。我来看回刚刚的例句，提到就是我们周末去这个 theater， 就是剧院，看这个看出舞台剧吧。
All right. Okay, so what does Claire say? She says, why don't we find our seats before the curtains open? So that's really important. You don't want to be rude and interrupt the show. So maybe it's better to look for your seats before the show begins.
Of course, OK. 而且我们常用 why don't we 就是用来就是建议啊，说诶，我们做什么事情好吗？我们何不怎么样怎么样呢？所以 Claire 建议说，诶，我们何不在这个布幕就是 curtains, OK, 升起之前先找好我们的座位，我们的位子呢 seats.、
Mm-hmm. What does Alan say? He says, good idea.Thanks for helping me book my ticket. So Claire was the one who invited Alan, so she did a lot of the work. So she even booked tickets for him. When you book something, it means to make a reservation to a restaurant, to the movie theater, or to a play, or to anything, basically, where you have to do something.
嗯，没有错。这时候 Alan 呢，当然还是要谢谢，因为他好像是第一次去，所以他不太懂。所以 Claire 很贴心，因为他还帮他订票，所以他就说谢谢你帮我订票。这里的 book 注意哦，它是当作动词来用，就是预定的意思。像是你可能要订餐厅的时候，就会用到这个字了。
All right, so Claire says, "Of course, let me get the tickets."Out of my purse now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 这时候呢 ,Claire 就说哎呦不客气了，我先把这个票从皮包里面拿出来 purse.
Right, and purse is also a word pair word. It's spelled P-U-R-S-E. Purse is a noun and it is a small pouch used to carry things like your keys, wallets, cell phones, money and other things. Usually women carry purses. Purse, you can also use another word for it. We can say a bag. So you can carry a purse or carry a bag, handbag. Let's use it in a sentence. We can say, Kelly put her cell phone, keys and some money in her purse.Kelly put her cell phone, keys, and some money in her purse.
OK, 我们来看一下 purse 这个字呢，它就是女用的包包。OK, 其实呢，我们也可以用 handbag, 就像刚刚 Tiffany 老师补充的哦。那 purse 呢，其实它也可以有大的小的，像我的、
mm-hmm.
我都会拿超大的包包哦。OK, 那如果我们要用这个小一点的包包，就是里面可能放个零钱啦，或者是一般的钱包，我们就用另外一个字，就是 wallet, W-A-L-L-E-T。那像是我喜欢的是更小的，就是直接放零钱、mm-hmm. 我们就可以称它为 change purse, 就可以就是小的零用的包包、mm-hmm. 没用钱的包包
or coin purse、right?
yeah, coin purse, OK, 所以这个Kelly 刚刚我们看回这个例句、哦、Kelly 把手机啦还有这个钥匙啦还有一些钱放进了钱包里 I always put a lot of things in my purse like makeup
I know
like hairbrush
always have to be prepared
yeah, I know.
So are you a person who buys a lot of purses then?
Yeah, but I hate it when I change my purse. Like, you know, because you can't find your stuff.
I know.
有时候你可能在换包包的时候想说、哦、我好像放在另外一个包包里面了。
Yeah, and、mm-hmm. I often forget things if I change purses. So I know that.
that
in one purse and I have to change stuff, I always forget. So,
yeah.
But I also have a weakness for buying purses like most girls do.
对呀、啊、不要浪费太多钱了好不好
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, save it for like our shopping,、for clothes.
Okay, well, spend on something else.
好了，我们就赶快看回课文，题外话了。
Okay, so what does Alan say? He said, what are our seat numbers? Right, so when you get a ticket, usually it tells you maybe which theater number you're in or what your seat number is in. So it's very important you have your tickets because it tells you where you are sitting.
OK, 没有错。其实呢接下来呢诶你买了票你都一定要注意这样子的 information, 就是 seat number. 所以 Alan 就很关心说诶我们座位是几号呢这里他用到的是 seat, OK, 注意哦他的发音呢是座位所以他是长母音 seat. 那如果是坐下来 sit,OK, 则是 S-I-T. OK, 这两个发音是不同的 Seat and sit.
Right, so where are they sitting? OK, the verb, where are they sitting? Claire says, we're in section C, row 23. Your seat is 5, mine is 7 next to yours.
OK, 所以他们坐在哪里呢？哇，听起来有点复杂，是 C 区，然后第23排，然后说你是5号，我是7号，就在他的旁边。哦，这里我们看到很多所有格代名词哦，他说 mine is next to yours, OK, 这里的 mine 当然是指我的座位，就是 my seat, OK, your stand 指的就是 your seat, 可是因为他前面已经提到的是座位、mm-hmm. seat 这个东西，所以他不用一直 repeat my seat is next to your seat, 因为这样听起来很赘，所以他就直接用 my 跟 yours 来表示哦。
Alright, so where exactly are they sitting? They're in row 23. Row is also a word pair word. It's spelled R-O-W, row.A row here is a noun, and it is basically a line of seats in a theater, and it usually goes from left to right. So a row is this way. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. I don't like to sit in the front row when I watch movies. I don't like to sit in the front row when I watch movies.
OK, 我们来看一下 row 这个名词哦，它就是指座位的，比如说最前面那一排啦，或是某一排这样的意思，或者它有行或是列的意思。像刚刚的例句就提到啦，这个我也很不喜欢，就是我看电影的时候不喜欢坐在The front row, 就是前排 it's too close to the screen, 这样有时候看 you have a headache,
and your neck hurts.
真的，可是如果像是有些 blockbuster, 就是那种强档片的话，你买不到票可能就要坐在前排哟。OK, 所以如果在后座我们可以用 the back row, right?、Mm-hmm. 那如果在第几排可以说比如说 the second row, 就是第二排这样的意思。
Right, but when I go to a concert, I really love to be in the front row.
当然去演唱会一定要坐在最前面卡在最前面最厉害咯
Yes Alright, so let's see what Alan says. He says, How will we find our seats in this huge theater? Yeah. Okay, so how are they going to look for it in this huge theater? Huge basically means big. So you can use enormous to describe something big, or you can even use the word giant. Okay, to, like, for example, elephants are enormous. Elephants are giant
creatures. I thought you were
going to
talk about me. No, of course
not.
I'm so 很大，我肯定要打你。
No、
我们开玩笑的了。OK， 好了，那这个刚刚剧院，这 Ellen 提到说剧院这么大，我们要怎么找到我们的座位呢？这里他用 huge 这个形容词表示很大的、巨大的意思，但我们也可以用 enormous 或是 giant， 同样有着巨大、很大的意思啦。
All right, so yeah, when you're in a new place and, you know, the place is really huge, it's really hard for you to get around to places. So Claire has an idea. She says, we can ask an usher for help.
Oh.
Look, there's one over there.
OK, 所以当然 Clay 他说、欸、我们可以向这个接待人员就是 Usher 可以指引座位的这个人或者是接待人员求助然后就发现、欸、你看那边就有一位咯 OK, this comes to the end of day one's article Let's now go to our wrap up
Wait for it It's review time 复习时间到喽
Alright, it's our review time, and today you're going against Laura to see who can answer the questions
fastest. Will always win, I think. Okay, you have to be faster than me. Okay,
I'm going to give you guys a sentence, fill in the blanks.
Okay, 就是造句，然后要填空 Go!
Alright, I put my wallet in my
purse!
Yes. Okay, I'm going to
invite
you to my birthday
party.
Almost. Let's go to the blank to watch a movie.
Theater?
Yeah. Okay. I am in the third
row. Row. Okay, 不同 row.
That's a verb. But did you guys see her? She's really fast.
I'm really fast. Like, I'm even faster than Tiffany.
I know, I didn't even finish.
没有讲出来我就猜到了。Okay, well, that's the end of today's show. But don't... Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, there's for day two.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Bye.
An evening at the opera house.
Curtain, section, usher, performer, chandelier, audience, stage, orchestra, aisle.
Hi, Claire.
Thanks for inviting me to the opera.
You're welcome. Is this your first time going to the opera?
Yes. What a beautiful theater.
Why don't we find our seats before the curtains open?
Good idea. Thanks for helping me book my ticket.
Of course. Let me get the tickets out of my purse now.
What are our seat numbers?
We're in section C, row 23. Your seat is 5, mine is 7, next to yours.
How will we find our seats in this huge theater?
We can ask an usher for help. Look, there's one over there.
Invite. 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 Invited. Invited. Mom says, I can invite 10 classmates to my birthday party. Mom says, I can invite 10 classmates to my birthday party. Theater. Theater. Let's go to the theater and watch a play this weekend. Let's go to the theater and watch a play this weekend. Purse. Purse. Kelly put her cell phone, keys, and some money in her purse. Kelly put her cell phone, keys, and some money in her purse. Row. Row. I don't like to sit in the front row when I watch movies. I don't like to sit in the front row when I watch movies.